Hello again, my name is Richard Height, and thank you for listening in. Today I'd like to discuss a really large topic. Really, it's too large of a topic for me to cover in its entirety, and that is emotions, feelings. There really is so much to this topic, and I go extremely in depth into the nature of emotions, feelings, and how we can begin to unravel and be free of the binds that come from identification with emotions. I talk a great deal about this in my book, The Unbound Soul. I believe you will discover that to be a fantastic resource. I highly recommend it to you. But today I'd like to go briefly over emotions and kind of get you started in the process of defanging the sidetracking aspect of emotions so that we can experience emotions purely and at the same time begin to work with and resolve emotions so that these emotions no longer sidetrack our functionality in life. So there are basically several schools of thought with regards to the unfoldment process. One school of thought is beingness simply is, and that is all there is to it, and there's nothing that can be done, and there's nothing more to understand. On a fundamental level, beingness is beingness, and there is nothing to understand about beingness. I mean, it is so innate. It is before thought could ever occur. It is before an opinion about it could be formed. It is that innate. So there's a relaxing into beingness that allows for the realization of it without understanding. The mind is simply not going to understand it. It is that simple. It is so simple that it is beyond understanding. And so, because they say that there is no understanding required in order to be, it sort of forgets the fact that you need the understanding to understand that beingness is, and you don't need to understand it. So there's this, you need an understanding that you don't need to understand. So again, it's this paradox that will always exist between the mind and what is, which really indicates that the mind is part of what is. So for example, a young child or an animal is being, however, they don't have access to certain tools of reflection. These tools of reflection are not wrong, and nor do they take away from being until we identify with them as if they were us. This being the case of the mind, being the case with emotions, being a case with thoughts, being a case with concepts. Today I'd really like to focus on emotions as they occur in the present moment, in this experience of right now. So, say for example, someone says something, something occurs that stimulates within an emotional response, a deep emotional response, and it becomes like a storm that rolls through the body, and you feel anger, you feel frustrated. There's all kinds of energy expelled, a very negative feeling expelled in this process as the storm goes through. In that moment, resisting that storm is not going to be effective. But secondarily to that, the resistance itself creates an additional noise to the process, which creates additional disharmony within the body. You know, that further instills certain emotion, tension, disharmony within the body. So one school of thought would be, you just let emotions occur. They are what they are. Just let it out. There are a couple issues with that. One is, it's denying the tool of intention and denying the possibility that emotions or of the realization that emotions themselves, the seeds of emotion, are truly not present. The effect of emotion is present, but the seed of it is not. The seed of an emotion is something that was instilled in the body through a resistive process to reality sometime in the past. And that seed can be resolved. And once that seed is resolved, that emotion will no longer trigger, because there is no trigger for it anymore. That energy is no longer held in the body. That noise no longer is. So you could meet the same person who says the same thing at a later date, and you have no emotional response whatsoever to it, because you were able to look into the body and discover that disharmonious frequency within, and through that process of curiosity and looking into it, resolve it. So one school of realization is the approach that our process is developing spirituality. We're developing spirituality. And of course, this is actually not true. Spirituality is the most fundamental thing that there is. Being is simply is. However, the ability to reflect also is a part of what is. And so therefore we can use curiosity, questioning, feeling within the body. These things also are part of the present moment. To resolve through curiosity, through questioning, the disharmony within. And so therefore, this moment as it is has one less burden upon it, one less disharmonious program that could begin running automatically once someone triggers it. Emotions can be likened to little software packages, little scripts, and once that trigger for that script hits, the emotion runs, and it runs until it's done, and there's really not much you can do about it. Reactively, or in that moment, you just relax into it and let it be, and it's really going to play out. However, we can certainly, if there are other people around, remove ourselves from that situation so we don't inflict that noise on other people. In fact, I know of an individual who I've discussed this with. Once I was working therapy on this individual, and I noticed their shoulders were very relaxed. They had very little tension within the body, and I asked them why that was the case, in their opinion. And they said, it's because I, unlike other people, don't resist my emotions when they come up. I just let them come out. So if I'm angry at someone, I just let that anger out on them. I'm not worried about what they feel or think. Of course, this shows very little empathy for the other individual, who certainly suffered from those emotions in all likelihood, and they have tight shoulders as a result. So it's kind of a transference of your disharmony onto others. So that, I don't consider that to be a harmonious approach at all. And it inherent within that is the idea that a lack of responsibility. There is nothing that can be done about emotions, so you just let them out, and that's all. But we can, in the moment, make choices to remove ourselves from the situation, for example, and then proactively, once that emotion has steamed itself out, be curious about it and feel into the body. Where is that emotion located in the body when we reflect upon or remember the situation that triggered it? What does it feel like? What is its shape? What is its frequency? Really be curious and really feel it. Not labeling, but just really feeling it, touching in with it, sensing it. And that starts a natural resolution and de-triggering of that energy and resolving of that energy into harmony, back to its original source. And therefore, that trigger will no longer occur. And in life, it will appear as if we've developed greater stability. It will appear as if we have developed greater harmony. Of course, it's not actually that we developed greater harmony or stability. It's that we've simply resolved what was disharmonious and unstable. And therefore, the effect is the appearance of greater stability, the appearance of greater harmony, which really is simply silence. A relaxing into silence. Relaxing into what is. So I'd like you to consider playing with that. Again, we're going back to those principles of innocence and curiosity. Really questioning into what is occurring. And not resisting the present moment. Yet doing it wisely. So thank you again for listening in. And I will have another segment out to you here within a few days. Blessings. Have a great day.